It is business as usual in the South Sudanese capital, Juba. Residents say there is very little sign in the city that shows the country is heading for elections at the end of the year. Emmanuel John doubts the country can be ready.
The citizens of this country are really for the elections. The citizens wanted to choose who is their leader, as it is the democracy of each and every country in the world. But my perspective really about this coming election 2024, I'm not sure. Because the way I'm seeing it, like the political will are not there. You see any civic engagement, like there's a signpost that there's a coming election, this, it is not there. Which is really signified that there's no election.
At Muduria roundabout, several large billboards can be seen bearing the images of government activities and other advertisements. But none of the billboards in the town mention any election-related activity. 24-year-old Akwal Makwach, who grew up in neighboring Uganda, says the city doesn't look like a place preparing to vote.
I haven't seen any signs, but I see people on the internet saying that the elections will be there, especially government officials. I don't think South Sudan is ready for elections than the Ugandan one. Because in Uganda, there were a lot of preparations, like I've seen a lot of campaigns, but I don't see any campaigns. I'm only left for 7 months.
At tea shops around Juba, the talk is about the polls. But some residents, such as 23-year-old Molly Joseph, who runs a tea shop, are uncertain there will be election.
So I heard like that, but I'm not seeing anything about election. Not for reaction, I'll be so up, girl, for election. How to vote, this is my first time. I've never even tried. I'm a Jerry Busso with Yom Dani. Lord be careful, 80 miles out of drinking Nazbija, misunderstand up.
The South Sudan National Election Commission says it is rolling out election activities. Abenego Akuk is the commission chairperson.
This is the second day of my declaration of civic education, which is our first priority, that the policy or the statement which has been released several times by different bodies has become now a reality, that we are going to conduct elections.
Omara Joseph Wani, who works for the South Sudan Human Rights Defenders Network, says there are a range of issues that make South Sudanese skeptical about the coming vote, including the economic situation.
There is no doubt that South Sudan is currently under very critical condition. As we citizens continue to suffer economic hardships, this has exacerbated the plight of the people further, creating an intolerable environment that may not be conducive to conduct credible elections come December 2024. As the network, we are very much concerned by the current political and economic dynamics happening in the country, which may lead to ultimate collapse of rule of law.
Wani calls on the country's leaders to work together to find solutions to pressing issues before thinking of conducting a rushed election. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayer in Juba.